Scientists have been working on a vaccine for anthrax for more than a century. Now they're getting closer to developing one that's both safe and easy to use. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Vaccines against anthrax are nothing new.
It was Louis Pasteur who developed the first anthrax vaccine. That was about 120 years ago.
Dr. Arthur Friedlander is with the Army's Biological Research Division. He says Pasteur's vaccine was crude, involving the injection of the bacterium itself. The vaccine was used only in animals, with plenty of side effects. Sometimes it even caused anthrax.
Over the years, there evolved the idea that you could use components of a organism rather than the whole organism.
That would enable protection without danger of the disease. The search became more urgent with the beginning of the Cold War. U.S. military analysts grew concerned that someone could use anthrax bacteria for biological warfare. So they asked for help from doctors like Philip Brockman, then with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I was 30 years old, and my first assignment was to develop information concerning human anthrax in the United States and where do the cases occur.
They occurred in factories, in workers who handled animal hides imported from countries where anthrax was rampant.
And there were four goat hair mills, among whom there was an average of 8 to 10 cases of cutaneous anthrax each year. So it was in these four mills, then, that we initiated and conducted our vaccine trials.
Using a vaccine designed by an Army scientist for use in people. This was a different vaccine. It was designed for humans. It couldn't cause anthrax. It wasn't made from the bacterium itself. Instead, it used a protein made by the bacterium. To test the vaccine, Brockman gave it to hundreds of factory workers. Hundreds more got a placebo. And in 1957, there was an anthrax outbreak in one of the factories.
The ones who got inhalational anthrax, two of them had received the placebo, the control material, so they had no protection, and the other three had not volunteered to join the program, so they also had no protection.
All the people who got vaccinated stayed healthy. The numbers weren't large, but more studies using animals convinced scientists that the vaccine was effective. That vaccine is pretty much the same one used by the military in the Gulf War. It works by preventing a key step in the bacteria's attack on the body. Usually, anthrax bacteria secrete proteins, toxins, that shut down a victim's immune system, like an invading army might drop bombs on frontline troops. The vaccine teaches the body to disable the toxins. John Collier of Harvard Medical School says that takes the advantage away from the bacteria.
If you protect our immune system from the attack by the toxins, then the immune system can effectively eradicate the bacteria that are growing and prevent their further growth.
There are drawbacks to the vaccine. It involves 6 injections over 18 months, then annual boosters. Nearly a third of recipients get some tenderness at the site of the shot. While reports of serious problems are rare, some soldiers refused vaccination because they were worried about side effects. So Collier is working on a new vaccine, made by putting genes from anthrax bacteria into harmless bacteria and collecting the protein that's produced.
Mainly to make a pure vaccine that is totally free of any possible side effects, that could be made more easily, that would entirely avoid growth of the anthrax organism itself.
He hopes such vaccines will be tested in human volunteers within a year. There's another way to make a new vaccine. Inject the genetic material from anthrax bacteria directly into people. The genetic material produces its own vaccine inside the body. Stephen Lepla of the National Institutes of Health is trying the vaccine in animals. Lepla says he and other researchers are confident they'll come up with something that's effective and easy to use.
So I think the science is straightforward. It's really a technological and logistical problem of getting a material produced in large enough amounts and proven to be efficacious, as we all believe it will be, and then getting it through the regulatory approval and into use.
Even with a new, readily available vaccine, public health officials don't think everyone should get vaccinated. They consider the overall likelihood of exposure to be too low to justify the cost or the potential risk. But a government committee is considering whether to expand the current vaccination recommendation beyond just lab technicians and scientists to include police, firefighters, and postal workers. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.